Hello and welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez.
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastics.
Exactly. How do you mean?
There's a great future in plastics. Think about it.
And that is the famous line from the 1967 film The Graduate featuring Dustin Hoffman. How prophetic that line was. Plastics are now such a massive part of our lives and our ecosystems that many are now trying to find ways to get rid of them. Numerous cities around Florida have proposed or passed laws that put bans on certain plastic items, mostly straws and plastic bags, and some of them include Coral Gables, Delray Beach, Fort Lauderdale, just to name a few. That's created pushback, by the way, from lawmakers in Tallahassee. As we mentioned earlier, two bills are now in committee that would put a moratorium on bans. They want to ban the bans. Now, we've been asking you, how are you reducing plastics in your life, if you are? And we've heard this from you.
Hi, my name is Janet Carabelli. I am very, very committed to reducing the amount of plastic used. I participate in river cleanups occasionally. I just got off an 11-minute call encouraging Publix to please stop using plastic bags, or at the very least, to train their cashiers not to unnecessarily double bag or to put things in bags that are easier carried without them, like a six-pack of bottles.
We also heard from Marie Menelbel from Fort Lauderdale. She sent us this message: recycle everything I can. Pick up styrofoam and plastics and trash every day on the streets. When I walk my dog, recycle styrofoam at Publix. Use bamboo ware instead of plastic ware when away from home and traveling. So are you trying to live a plastic-free life? What changes have you made to accomplish that? Is it hard, or can you do it? If you live in Coral Gables, Delray Beach, Fort Lauderdale, any of these cities that have a ban, we'd love to hear from you. How is it working? How do you feel about that? 800-743-9576. That's 800-743-9576. I'm joined now in studio by Coral Gables Vice Mayor Vince Lago and also local environmentalist Andrew Otazo. And he's, by the way, he's been cleaning up a lot of plastic pollution in Biscayne Bay, and he's got an interesting story to share as well. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being here today. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
It's an honor to be here.
You know what? I want to start with this. You know, we start with a question: in order to get plastics out of our lives, should we depend on the government to do that? Or should that be a personal responsibility? Mr. Lago, let me start with you.
Well, first off, thank you for having me. It's always an honor. It's a great ability for me to put a face to the voice that I hear every single day while I drive. Do I believe that government? I believe in limited government. But in instances like we had to take in reference to the banning of polystyrene and plastic bags, we needed to take a drastic measure because we were being banned by the state of Florida. I'm a big proponent of the home rule, and I think that we should be able to engage the residents and legislate on behalf of those residents that we deal on a daily basis. I think sometimes in government we need to take measures that will leave a lasting effect, like we're having currently with the plastic bag and polystyrene ordinance.
So let's go back real quickly to when the city was even considering this. How did that conversation start, and did everybody buy in right away?
So let me tell you what we did. I wanted to make sure that we brought everyone to the table. We met with Mark Trowbridge in reference to the Coral Gables community. We met with the Business Improvement District, and we sat down with the businesses, and we stated what our intent was in regards to the polystyrene and plastic ban.
And the polystyrene, by the way, that's like the styrofoam containers.
It's the scientific name for styrofoam.
Right, okay.
So we met with the businesses, and we explained what an important effect this was for a city like Coral Gables. We have 40 miles of coastline. We have beautiful mangroves, beautiful beaches, and we're seeing that we're being inundated with expanded polystyrene and plastic bags, which were becoming a nuisance and a hazard to our wildlife. So I decided, after meeting with the businesses and explaining them, that we would set forth on a goal of eliminating all polystyrene and all plastic bag uses, not only in public, but in the private sector, in the restaurants, in the businesses. We were met with open arms. I was surprised. Being a Republican, I'm not a big fan of banning anything, but I'm an environmentalist at heart. I grew up skin diving. I grew up spearfishing in South Florida, grew up in Homestead. I understand the importance of saving and making sure that we leave something for the future.
You know, he talked about the coastlines and the mangroves, and he talked about, you know, where a lot of this trash ends up. And Andrew, you see it.
Yes.
You're there. You're cleaning it up.
I was there 2 days ago.
Your thoughts on the idea of, should it be just a personal responsibility that I should pick up and stop. Well, first of all, not put trash out, you know, put trash where it belongs, but that I should ban certain things in my life? Or should we have cities like Coral Gables say, we're going to ban some of these products because they're ending up in the mangroves?
It's a multi-pronged approach that you need to take. And I applaud the vice mayor and his administration for everything that they've done in Coral Gables. But it needs to include everything from, again, personal responsibility, you yourself going to the beach and not, you know, throwing your trash in the ocean or just leaving it on the sand, as well within your daily life, you know, going to Publix, not double bagging, or, you know, buying recyclable materials at the very least and actually then recycling it, but also at the city level, the municipal level, at the county level, at the state level, but also bringing in local businesses. So you talk to them individually. Many of them are on their own volition are taking on these full or partial bans of plastic products, and that's what's necessary. And again, I can compliment what the vice mayor has been saying on the ground, because I picked up today 3.5 tons of almost exclusively plastics, you know, from the mangroves.
What got you into that? Why did you want to start doing? When did you start doing it? But why?
You can talk about it at an academic level that we have this just massive problem in South Florida of plastics washing ashore, whether it be in the mangroves or other shorelines. But I saw it. I love the mangroves. I mean, it is an incredibly beautiful, rich, diverse place where you see an incredible variety of plant and animal life. And I would go in there and it was just breathtaking. But then you'd look around and every square foot had trash on it.
What do you usually see?
Anything and everything humans produce. Anything. Car parts, luggage. I found a body bag, syringes, clothes, plastic bottles, plastic bags, straws, of course, pens. I mean, furniture. I took out a 200-pound boat a couple months ago. Last week, I took out the side of, it must have been a yacht, that weighed 200 pounds from Louisiana. So anything, everything you can possibly imagine. Yesterday, I was out in the ocean. I took out 150 pounds of rope that had gotten caught up in some probably lobster trap weights out there. So everything you can imagine winds up out there. And a lot of it is local. A lot of it I can tell, oh, here's a bag from, you know, Publix, or here's a cup from, you know, a bar that I know in Wynwood. And again, some of it is coming up from offshore, boats that have just dumped their material, or anglers that just leave their equipment behind. And some of it comes from international waters as well.
That is amazing, the things that you have just listed. Again, the number 800-743-9576. 800-743-WLRN. We'd like to hear from you if you are trying to live a plastic-free life. How is that possible? Can you do it? Have you done it? What would you advise people on how to do it? But also your thoughts. Should government be legislating this out of our lives, or is it a personal responsibility? 1-800-743-9576. You know, Mr. Lago, the other thing, too, as I mentioned at the beginning, is that now there are a couple of bills in Tallahassee. They want to ban the bans. They don't want the home rule. They don't want cities like Coral Gables doing this. They want it to leave that up in Tallahassee. Your thoughts on these bills? Have you talked to anybody in Tallahassee about this?
No, I haven't had the pleasure of talking to them, but I think it's absolutely ridiculous. You're talking about elected officials who are here locally, who are one of the 34 cities that are comprised in Miami-Dade County, and it's our responsibility on a daily basis to deal with our residents, not the individuals that are in Tallahassee, either in the State House or in the Senate. We are responsible. We are on the ground. I am talking to the residents every single day who are telling me that this is an exceptional idea. Let me give you an example how we've changed from just banning. The ban needed to happen because we were being bullied by lobbyists and state officials who were not willing to take a step forward in cleaning up our beaches. What my colleague today on this panel is mentioning is commendable. It all starts with individuals like himself who are doing the right thing on behalf of young ladies like my daughters, who are 7 and 4 years old, who are the future of this community. We needed to take a drastic measure. But you see, we're not all about banning. What we do now is when we're moving forward in the direction of straws, we didn't ban it. What we're doing is we're incentivizing it via tax reductions to the businesses. But we don't even need to do that, because you're seeing a progression as residents and business people who are visiting the businesses and the restaurants. They're stating, hey, listen, why are you offering plastic straws? Why aren't you offering an alternative that's more environmentally sensitive?
Yeah, you said everybody bought in, but I want to let's look at the business side of this real quickly. Is, you know, some businesses, you know, like restaurants, the food industry, depend on plastics, plastic bags, like the supermarkets, or when they have delivery and takeout, they had the styrofoam containers for the food, straws especially. But did you get any pushback at all? And because I want to know, how's this, if I'm that small business owner, you're telling me I've got to make some changes, and maybe it's a little more costly if I make those changes.
And I'll tell you what we were. We were not heavy-handed. We gave everyone 1 year to use up their existing stock. So it wasn't from one day to the next.
You didn't have to change right away.
At all. We had an extensive educational campaign before we started with the ban. We also made exceptions. You know, for example, in Publix, you're allowed to have styrofoam for your meat products, which comes in underneath the meat.
Right.
But we told them, it's time to get rid of the plastic bags. We had a little bit of pushback from Publix. They did their lobbying efforts. But at the end of the day, they've complied. And they know that Coral Gables, the residents that they depend on for their business model, are every day when you step into a restaurant, every day when you step into Publix, make sure you ask for that manager and you tell them, listen, I appreciate what you're doing in regards to the environment. I appreciate you for stepping up. That is what we need as a community. And it's happening in Coral Gables.
You know what? Before we go to the phones, Andrew, you're out there. You're doing the cleanup. You've taken on the initiative. Other people like you, and there are groups that are doing this. Does the government help out at all? Does the government have a program for cleaning up, or do they give any assistance?
Clean Streets Miami has a program where they'll hand out small grants. This is a relatively new development. That's at the county level. But other than that, not really. It's mostly just people on their own doing it. There are plenty of people in like Manny Riondo in Key Biscayne or Frankie Ruiz, who runs the Miami Marathon, who does it, you know, does plogging and does other cleanup efforts for Miami Waterkeeper. They're a great organization that does it as well. But I do want to talk about something that the vice mayor started speaking about, and that is what I do, which is going out of the mangroves and cleaning up the trash. Once you get to that point, you've lost. You have to go. I do this because it's a labor of love, but you need to go as far upstream as possible. So you need to go directly to the businesses and the consumers for them to reduce their own plastic use. Because again, everything that we produce, everything that we use winds up in the ocean, and that winds up in the mangroves, and then I clean it up. And every single high tide, there's new material without fail, every single high tide.
That's going to be frustrating. You're cleaning up and just more's coming.
Yes.
Let's go to the phones. I want to start with Martha in Miami. Martha, thank you so much for waiting, and welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you, and thanks to Vince and to Andrew for what they're doing. I'm in unincorporated Miami-Dade County. I recycle my blue bin. I take number fives to Whole Foods. I take batteries to Home Depot. I take plastic bags back. But my problem is with the Miami-Dade County recycling program. They do not educate people that plastic bags can't go in the blue bins. They send out these complicated flyers, number one. Number two, all of these consumers go in grocery stores and happily buy fruits and vegetables in clear plastic clamshell containers that have a number one on them. But Miami-Dade County has never recycled those. Why can't Miami-Dade County recycle those, and why can't they educate people not to put plastic bags in the blue bins?
Martha, thank you so much for that call. That's an interesting question. And you know what, Mr. Lago, real quickly, let me ask you about recycling. I'm glad she brought that up. And do you think that we're doing enough recycling? And is that on, again, the government or on people? Are they recycling enough?
Well, I think we all have a personal responsibility in regards to recycling. In reference to my two daughters, I take a lot of great pride. I've taught them from a very young age. I mean, they take plastic home with them and they put it in the recycling bin. They take a piece of glass. I want to commend Martha for her efforts. And listen, it's not going unnoticed. I also take back plastic bags to Publix, and I make sure that those, even styrofoam cartons from eggs, you can do that also. If we're going to talk about Miami-Dade County, we could be talking for hours in regards to the flaws.
Well, we don't have them here.
We don't have them here, and I want to obviously, you know, be courteous to them. But what you need to do is exactly what this gentleman sitting on the panel today is doing. You need to hold your elected officials accountable at all levels, starting at the local, all the way up to state, up to the federal government. You need to write them. You need to tell them that their behavior is unacceptable, that they need to take a stand in regards to environmental stewardship. And I could talk about the things that I do personally. My house runs 100% on solar. I pay $9.35 a month for my electric bill. I drive 100% electric car. We do a lot of things in my house that other people don't do. and you got to take a stand. This is not Republican versus Democrats. This is a nonpartisan issue. This is a South Florida
Agreed.
Issue.
100%.
All right, let me go back to the phones real quickly here. I got a lot of calls that are coming in. I'm going to start with Robert in Boca Raton. Robert, thanks so much.
Yes, my question is, how about alternatives such as, like, if you go in some stores, they have, they'll give you paperbacks. Some, like, Trader Joe's will give you two. Is that worse or better? What are some alternatives?
All right, alternatives. All right, so, yeah, I mean, I got to tell you something. I haven't seen paperbacks in a long time, but I'm going to one store in particular. But, I mean, you know, what are the alternatives? Take your own bag.
Take
right?
your own bag.
Bring your own canvas bag.
Yeah. Yeah. How many people, by the way, do you know who are doing this?
A lot. A lot.
Yeah.
I have a lot of individuals that come to see me at the city that say, we at the city have handed out thousands of canvas bags with the city logo on it. We do events every single year where we basically give them away. And you're seeing more and more people coming to Publix, going to restaurants, using those bags throughout the city and throughout Miami-Dade County. Just bring a bag. There's no need to be so wasteful.
Mm-hmm. I will say this, and I'm not condemning or condoning any particular store. I tend to shop at a Publix. It's next to me. They actually do sell bags. You could buy the bags. I bought them. I've just had to get into the habit of keeping it in my car.
Right.
So I always have it with me, and I feel guilty when I don't use it. Again, we've heard from a lot of you, you know, throughout this week on this issue. We heard from Martiza Martinez from Cutler Bay. She messaged us, yes, I recycle our home's paper and plastic. I don't litter so it doesn't end up in the water. I use paper bags for groceries whenever possible and avoid buying unnecessary plastic. This goes to something else, though, and I've asked the question, is can you live a plastic-free life? And I've been looking this up to try to figure it out. The straws and the plastic bags, that's one thing. And Andrew, you just told us about all the things that you see when you go cleaning up. But really, I mean, there's so many of the products we buy that we live with that are plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Can you really avoid it? And by the way, how much plastic free have you gotten in your life? I mean, what have you done?
I try as hard as I can, but again, I'm, you know, just as liable to forget my bag, you know, forget to put it in the car as well. But I feel like you said, there's so many different products out there. I feel like the plastic bag or the plastic straw bands are a good gateway to the issue for most people in order to get them to start thinking about how they consume plastic throughout their lives. So it's not an end-all. Like, I find so much more material than just straws and bags out in the mangroves, but it's to get people, and I've become much more cognizant, obviously, since I started my work in the mangroves, of how much I use, but it gets people thinking, like, how else could I reduce my own plastic use?
There's something else, too, you told me, is that you'll take people out there with mm-hmm. you, and then when they see what you see,
oh, yeah.
They change.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Their attitudes change.
This is something that's very heartening because this is a problem that's largely or has been historically until recently hidden because where these materials wind up, like I've on my own have seen brown pelicans with plastic in their gullets, you know, two right next to each other within 10 feet. But most people don't see that because it's hard to get into the mangroves or to get to the other coastline ecosystems. But when you bring people out there, their eyes open up. One, because it's gorgeous. And they want to protect these resources that we have in South Florida. And two, because they see the effect that all this pollution has on such an important resource.
Let me go back to the phones again real quickly. I'm going to start with Deanna in North Miami Beach. Deanna, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you. You know, I feel that incentives can help, this is incentives from businesses, can help acclimate people to the concept of not using bags. I'm visiting from New York City, and Zabar's has been offering a 5-cent credit when you don't use their bags. And I actually felt good walking out the door with whatever I had in my arms, or eventually I became converted. I really became a convert about it. It helped that I also lived in Maryland for a while, and it's the law there. And I at first I was appalled.
Yeah.
At the concept of having my conveniences taken away from me. But it was a slow acclimation, and I'm now a convert.
Deanna, thank you so much for sharing that. I really do appreciate that. Mr. Lago, this comes back to something you said. It's not always strong-arming people and businesses. Give them incentives. Have you seen companies in Coral Gables perhaps doing something like that, giving incentives? How is the government giving them the incentive?
Well, in reference to the plastic straws, we're moving in the direction of incentives, so providing some tax incentives for those restaurants. We don't just want to ban. We ban straws in public events, but in the private sector, we didn't go as far as we did in reference to plastic bags and polystyrene. One of the items that I wanted to mention, we talk about incentives and what could people do, how could they gain from not using plastic? For example, when you go to Starbucks, I have my own mug that I bought from Starbucks, and I take it with me. Every time I buy a coffee, it's 20 cents.
Right.
Think about it. You got to buy a coffee 4 or 5 times a week. You're saving almost a dollar. Over the long term, you're putting money in your pocket. And that's why I brought up the issue about solar. I know we're not talking about solar today, but I took that chance 3 years ago, and it's the amount of money that I'm saving by driving a 100% electric car. It's the same thing as plastic.
The other thing that she said real quickly is at the beginning, she felt like this is inconveniencing me. And then she got used to it.
It becomes part of your lifestyle. Having the bags in your car, bringing your cup to Starbucks. And not only that, you're also, I feel great. I feel great about the fact that I am investing in the future of this community.
We'll take one more call here real quickly. I'm going to go to Alan in Hollywood. Alan, you have an interesting quick story for me.
Yes, I do. I'm a surfer of 55 years, and about 2 years ago, surfing with my buddies off Dania Beach, and saw something struggling in the water. So I paddled over it, and it happened to be a juvenile sea turtle. Put it up on my board, and my buddies came over, and we just unwrapped all kinds of fishing line, wow, plastics, the six-pack holder plastics. And that sea turtle was so happy and just took off those flippers, couldn't move any faster.
Well,
and we all looked at each other, and it was like the best thing in the world.
Alan, thank you so much for sharing that. Thanks for doing that. That's a great story. I appreciate it. I'm short on time. Just real quickly, Mr. Lago, what's the next thing? Plastic bags, straws, what's the next thing?
Well, right now we're fighting the third DCA because we've been appealed to the third DCA by lobbyists who want to continue using plastic bags and polystyrene in the city. But we're fighting them. We're fighting the good fight. The next thing is ensuring that people like my colleague who are here today are incentivized to go out there and continue to clean up and to stand up for environmental causes.
But as Andrew said, you know what? If it's gotten to him, it's already too late. Mm-hmm. Again, we heard from Coral Gables Vice Mayor Vince Lago and also local advocate environmentalist Andrew Ataza. Guys, thank you so much. I really appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
And listen, we'd love to hear from you. You can always find us online, WLRN Sundial, on Facebook or Twitter. And we want to know from you how you are trying to live a plastic-free life. What's the best way? Show the rest of us how we could do it. That's our program for this Wednesday, March 6th. I'm Luis Hernandez. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.